Word of mouth.
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 This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. When the Bank of America Tower joined the New York City skyline in 2010, it was projected to be the most sustainable building in the country. The BOA Tower received a Platinum LEED rating. That's the highest score for building energy and efficiency. New York-based journalist Sam Rodman found data published last fall by the city showing that the BOA Tower uses more energy and produces more greenhouse gases than even some of the city's oldest historic buildings. The discrepancy between green ideals and reality raises new questions for more than 50,000 LEED-certified buildings in the U.S. Sam's article, Bank of America's Toxic Tower, is in the New Republic. Sam, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thanks for having me.
So quickly, could you go over the goals and development of the LEED certification program?
LEED was developed in the late 90s as the first big green building certification. It stands for Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design. So, you know, you would naturally think that it takes these aspects of a building into account. This is important because buildings have an incredible effect on our environment. In terms of our energy economy, buildings use more energy and produce more greenhouse gases than any other sector of our economy. That's including heavy industry and also transportation. So any effort to sort of combat global warming, climate change, is going to really involve buildings. And so the development of the LEED program, the thought was, we'll create this nonprofit called the United States Green Building Council, along with all of the big real estate interests and the National Resources Defense Council. And we'll create kind of a checklist of green things that you can do for your building. You get points for the various systems in the building, the materials it's made out of, etc.
The BOA Tower was certified platinum by LEED. So what does that mean?
The more points you get, the higher the rating you get. And the Bank of America Tower, under the core and shell system, received the highest LEED rating, which is platinum. So there's certified silver, gold, and platinum, which is the highest, of course.
What incentive do builders and developers have to create LEED-certified buildings?
Well, it creates a premium marketplace for their product. So to get the real estate industry on board with doing green things, but in a way that will benefit it financially. The thought is you can do good things for the environment and also be able to charge a premium for these green office spaces or apartment complexes, and hopefully everyone wins. But the problem is that with the most important environmental impact of buildings, energy consumptions, there's no guarantee that LEED buildings perform any better.
So they may be all good intentions in the buildings, using the right kind of materials, putting a green roof on. But data released last fall points to less than stellar results for this particular building. Now, what do the numbers say about the BOA Tower and its energy usage?
The Bank of America Tower is in the worst 5% of energy consumers and also amongst the worst of greenhouse gas producers as well. So, for instance, in comparison to the Empire State Building, which is, 70, 80 years old, the Bank of America Tower uses twice as much energy per square foot. And there's a reason for that. And the reason is these really, really energy-intensive financial industry trading floors that the Bank of America has in there. Almost a third of the building, over 600,000 square feet of trading floors. And trading floors are a lot like casino floors. You have really intensive heating and ventilation. They operate for long hours. There's a lot of flashing lights. These floors need to be backed up by gigantic servers. And all of this would be fine, except for the fact that the Bank of America used LEED to claim that they are an incredibly sustainable building. And, you know, my big point in this article is it's fine to use as much energy as you'd like, but if you're going to make great claims about environmental sensitivity, you have to back it up with results.
But Sam, isn't it better just to be trying? I mean, to be using green practices and building materials, isn't that better than the alternative and all of the construction waste that takes such a toll on our landfills?
I don't want to take anything away from, you know, a billion-dollar project that does do some things that are good for the environment, is incredible rainwater capture systems, for instance, and a variety of other things. But we're over a decade into the LEED certification program. And if you're going to have your most high-profile buildings not do any better than average buildings, or do amongst the worst in the entire city, I would say we're just treading water. These are challenges that are real. And do we want to just give ourselves a green pat on the back, or do we want to forestall the effects of global climate change?
Sam Rodman, a New York-based journalist, his writing has appeared in The New Republic and Tech President, among other places. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
You can find a link to read Sam's article about the LEED certified Bank of America Tower and how much energy it is really using. There's a link to read that at wordofmouthradio.org.